heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun?
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will again.
Play a call for the boy.
There'll be time hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel
is
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow,
good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this beautiful Saturday morning, July 14th, 2018. And we'll welcome the men on board. And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us from Nebraska. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. We thank you for, well, for getting up early or for hanging around the house if you're on the East Coast and joining us this Saturday morning, July 14th, 2018. And it's certainly a little early still on the West Coast, but we do thank you for joining us, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. Because we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Scripture says that when two or more are gathered in His name, then He is there also. And sometimes we don't remember that, but we need to picture that. We need to remember that we have Him here with us, that He gathers, if we are going to believe His word, that when we gather in His name, He gathers with us. And so we say, Lord Jesus, welcome for joining us this morning as well. And, well, John, we'll look to you to open us up in prayer, and then we'll have the phone lines open, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for all of our continued blessings, Lord. We ask for your continued blessings and protection. Father, we do call upon angels, as your word says in Hebrews 1:14, ministering angels to go ahead of the opportunities that you give us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and prepare your people's hearts and minds and souls to receive these truths. We thank you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Father, help us to realize that when we call ourselves Christian, when we call ourselves a remnant, then we are Jedi, Jesus' disciples, and with great reward comes great responsibility. To be able to fulfill those tasks, Lord, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need an understanding, hearing, and hearkening heart to be able to do what it is that you would have us to do. So, Father, we do. We call upon you to grant us more Holy Spirit. Father, convict us to spend the time that we need to in prayer and fasting, to spend the time that we need to in the Bible, and just to spend the time that we need to alone with you, just seeking your face. Father, we lift up those Christians that are suffering all across the world, that are being slaughtered for your name. And your word says in Revelation that the time will not come until those that are to be martyred are martyred, which leads me to believe that there are more to be martyred, and we're seeing that right now. We specifically lift up your people in South Africa, Lord, at this genocide that's taking place there as the blacks are overrunning the white farmers that have owned the land since the 1800s and produce the producers of the country. Father, we pray for your protection to be upon them. Put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire to seal the light around them. Keep them safe. Give them wisdom and understanding and discernment. And Father, cause the enemy to be in confusion and to fall in the pits that they dig and the traps that they lay. Grant your people, Father, who are called by your name there, safety. Lord, we just ask for your guidance and wisdom today. Lead us to the things that are important for your people to know and to understand. And Father, we pray for tomorrow's service, Lord, that you would guide and direct us and give us wisdom and understanding there. And even now, that you prepare your people's hearts and minds and souls to receive the truths. Father, prepare us properly to partake of communion tomorrow, too, to abide in you, Lord. That's what your word says, is how we abide in you, is by doing this in remembrance of you. So, Father, we love you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we ask that you would remember that as you enact your punishment upon those that refuse to be obedient to you. We pray these things in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And lots going on in the world, as you said, John. Seeing the genocide that is going on in South Africa, and have seen that there are some other countries that are stepping up a little more than we are in accepting some of the farmers that are wanting to move, that are making it a little bit easier for them to do that. It is, I understand, quite expensive for them to move out of that country. But we are seeing, Australia is one that we've seen in the news that they have readily accepted some of those South African farmers. And so many today don't realize, because, the talking heads on TV are not talking about it, but the absolute genocide that is going on. Well, guys, the phone line's ringing first thing. Let's take a call this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, just a comment for you. There's a new, obviously you're well aware of it, there's a new call-in phone number to call in, and the audio sounds fantastic, a lot better than before, so just want to let you know. Thank you. great job, and have a great weekend and a good morning. Thanks for all you do. Take care.
Well, thank you. And that call-in number that he's talking about is a service that we provide, and they do. They rotate numbers at times, I'll have to look here and see what the latest number is. I don't know if somebody would give it a call and let us know, because sometimes they do change that. But the message goes out, whether it's calling in on your cell phone, like that caller mentioned, or out on shortwave or out on the internet, it continues to go out. And those that, well, that have eyes to see and ears to hear, they hear the truths that continue to go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on shortwave, on internet, up to audio satellite, and on the cell phones as well.
Yeah, I read a story last night about Putin granting agricultural land to 15,000 farmer families from South Africa to farm and to raise cattle, and I thought that was kind of interesting. I know that Canada has refused to take any of them, and I know that the United States, I know that President Trump put something forward through the Congress to try to open up asylum for those people in genocide there in South Africa, but that's not part of their agenda. Their agenda is to flood this nation with Muslims, and unfortunately for them, that these are white Christian God-fearing families, and it doesn't fit their agenda. But Lord willing, as we continue to see the answer to prayer that the things in the dark would be brought to the light, shouted from the rooftops, that the corruption from even decades ago is being brought to the light, with the appointment of a new Supreme Court justice, maybe we can get that changed as well.
Absolutely.
And I noticed this, and it's not just going on here, it's going on all over the world. There was a Huffington Post article that was published last Monday, and the title read, it was translated, it was in Germany, it was one that was, HuffPost Germany is where it was published, and it was, it said, the article was, which was posted on Monday, is entitled, Repeople Us, Why the German People Should Be Abolished. Writer Witt Lindmar asserts that to stop the momentum of the new right, it would actually be best to just replace the German people with foreigners. Attention Germans, fall in for comprehensive repeopling, he writes, before going on to welcome black, brown, yellow, white, Asians, and Arabs, Africans, you people from America, India, people of all faiths, come and help us, stream in the repeople us, but thoroughly, so that we can remove Germans and replace them with other people. And it was interesting because, you know, I mean, Dad used to talk about that all the time, how there was, you know, a constant war on, you know, those Germans, those Scandinavian kindred and Celtic people, you know, in all ways, shapes, and forms, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it right before our eyes, and boy, I just, you know, sometimes when you read this stuff, it's like they've just gotten so bold and so brazen about it. And
yeah, they're not hiding it anymore.
They're not, and it's that separation of those sheep and tares that are sticking their heads up, and, you know, the wheat is bowing down to pray and crying out to God.
Yeah, it's the Islamization of Europe. I read an article the other day that, I mean, they're not even denying it anymore. That's their goal, is to Islamize or whatever. I don't know what the word is, but all of Europe, not
destruction,
just Germany.
It is.
Well, I think Netherlands.
Well, and that's an old meme. I mean, it went on clear back in the prior to the Holy Land Wars and stuff. If people actually want to study non-revisionist history, I mean, that move has happened, and we know what happened back then. If you study that history, as far as the takeover, once it reaches a certain level, why things go extremely sideways. I just seen an article here this last week about a young man who had on a T-shirt that said it's okay to be white, and this was in America. And they were basically, there was a bunch of people there that were white shaming him because, because, and it's like, so it's okay to be anything else. You can be LGBT, you can be black, you can be Muslim, you can be whatever you want, but it's not okay to be white. I mean, it's like, and how is that not genocide to anybody who can think? I mean, we see what happens when that attitude prevails in South Africa. It's the in-your-face example of the time, and obviously this article Jason just brought up is another one, right? I mean, there's a flashpoint there that isn't a good thing.
Yeah, I saw it in Netherlands too. I think it was the leadership in Netherlands, or at least some stinking Muslim who got elected somewhere or something, said, hey, you might as well face it. You know, we're going to change this country to a Muslim country, and if you don't like it, you need to leave. So basically they're telling the people who have lived there for hundreds of years, generations, whatever it is, that if you don't like the Muslimization of this country, then you need to leave. Oh, really?
That's right. Well, that's what they do, and we're seeing it here as well. You know, here I had a report from July 10th this past week how Cal Poly, California University System, is working to reduce...
Turn your audio down a little bit, Richard.
Sure, working to reduce the number of white people on campus. And basically what they're doing is Cal Poly has put out that they're wanting to increase the number of, by their quote, increase the number of people of color on campus beyond the increases that have happened. It says in 2011, their campuses were 63% Caucasian. In fall of 2017, less than 55%, but there is still much work to do. Now, I looked into this. California, the latest statistics show that California is 57% white and 37% Hispanic or Latino, and then it goes on down there for other races. They go on in their report, now this is from Cal Poly, that they want to get their numbers more in line with the state's percentages of white people, which recent polls hold at 39%. Well, no, California's still 57%. But they put these kind of this fake news out, these fake numbers, you know, so that they can say, well, we're working just to be more like the state. Well, if they are, then they need to get more white people onto their campuses to truly represent the state, because that's what they say they want to do, but they're not. And when you read on through it, the new scholarships that they have aimed at recruiting more African-American and other, they call them underrepresented minorities. Well, one of the main reasons they're underrepresented is, you know, that you have to be at a certain education level to go to places like Cal Poly. But they're changing. I saw some reports last week that there are colleges that are doing away with math requirements to get degrees, because the minorities, they've changed, just like you're talking about the Netherlands, John, they've changed their society, they've changed the number and the amount and the type and the demographics of the people that are coming into the universities, because they've recruited in these inner cities, and they've recruited in Nigeria, and they've recruited in Kenya and places like that. And they have these people that are there that have been there a few years now that can't do math. So instead of doing remedial classes and teaching them math, they just do away with the math requirement. And we're seeing that change, and I think that's a very similar change to what you're mentioning. Oh, if you don't like the Muslims taking over the Netherlands, you better leave, because it's happening. We see that in Dearborn, Michigan, and we see it in California. We see it in other places where these ungodly illegals are, and these left-wing liberals are changing. Purposefully changing the requirements and changing the demographics of who they have in school.
The good news is President Trump passed a law, or a, I think an executive order a week or two ago that basically did away with the quotas in the universities as far as
yes,
minorities.
Yes.
But California, of course, like you said, they're standing up and saying, not only are we going to continue doing what we were doing, we're going to supersede
right.
the numbers.
That's what they say. Oh, there's still much work to do. Because they forcibly increase diversity in, as they say, traditionally male-dominated majors, like architecture, environmental design, things like that. And they are pushing. And as they say, as California goes, so goes the nation. There are other states that will follow suit. Wyoming. Wyoming, on the same research I did, is 90% white. If you go down to the state university, UW here, you don't see 90% white on campus. If it's 70%, if that, because University of Wyoming, again, because of the Obama administration and the Clinton administration's requirements to make sure that they had a certain percentage of minorities, they have always recruited with paid scholarships, with paid tuition. The university recruits in for Asians, for blacks, for Latinos. If you're a white male or female and you want to go to the university, you're paying top dollar. If you're a minority, more than likely you will get your tuition paid for.
Yeah, you got to turn your gain down. You're overmodulating big time.
Okay, sorry, getting excited.
Yeah, well, you look at all the different things that are going on in California right now. I read another article that said crazy vaccination policy, no medical exemptions. But what's a little bit strange about that is they're admitting basically that they have issues with vaccines because these are their own codes as they apply for medical subsistence, whether it's Medicare or Medicaid or whatever, but diagnosis code 288.7 deals with the adverse effects of a drug or medication. And then diagnosis code 236.95XA deals with the adverse effects of unspecified systematic antibiotic initial encounters. Most vaccines, I guess, for the infants and toddlers have some sort of antibiotics in them as well. And then diagnosis code T50.B95A deals with adverse or other viral vaccines with 22 FDA licensed vaccines listed. So the ludicrousy is you used to be able to get religious exemption as far as your children were in public school or any kind of public events. A lot of times you have to have proof of vaccinations, but I can remember in the beginning where it was just verbal, you know, oh no, we don't vaccinate,
right.
Or we don't believe in that. And then it was you had to have a doctor
sign a form,
excuse basically, yeah. And then the thing we need to remember is typically, sadly, as California goes, so goes the rest of the country. But the other thing was, Jason probably knows a little more about this, but apparently they passed a law that all guns had to be registered by the June 30th. Well, in typical California fashion, they passed the law, and then they set up a website with that was non-functioning. Sadly, there was, I guess, over a million people who were trying to access it to register the weapons. That's a scary thought in itself. But the website purposely wasn't working properly so that all of these people, even the ones who were trying to comply with the law, were going to be
Well, basically, it made them outlaws. Yeah. Of all the people that tried to do that, I think if I remember the correct number, was 16,000 or so is all that managed to actually get through the process.
Yeah. Think about this. On your computer, it looks like it's not working. But what they're saying is they've entered all the information and then it dumps it, so they can't file it. But now they have all that information. So now they know who has the guns, where they live, everything else, and because they didn't finish the compliance, now they have a list to go to those homes and confiscate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And illegal means.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would, you know, here's the thing: no registration. What part of the Second Amendment? The right to own and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. That means at all, period, under no circumstances.
Yep,
I know, and people want to put it out like it's up for debate. There is no debate there. I mean, that's what gets me all the time about it. People want to argue this and argue that. Well, I'm going to, you know, what about this, what about this? No, hey, there is no debate here. End of story. And people get caught in a trap when they start to argue it.
Yes. Well, and the criminality of it is such a hypocritical bias point because shall not be infringed, and then they create these situations where you have to register, comply, or, you know, jump through whatever hoop they set up for you when they're breaking the law, but now they're saying you're breaking the law. There's no argument there. It's like, well, two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, it's, yeah, exactly.
Well, but if you think about it, and I almost guarantee that's exactly what's happening. They
agree
to give them all the information, and then they make it so you're illegal. But now they know what guns you own because you're dumb enough to register them, and
they force you to break
where you
law.
Live, and everything else. So now they have the legal precedence to come to your home and say you did not comply with this law, and we know that you have this, this, and this. I mean, It's kind of diabolical if you think about it.
It is.
Well, yeah, and it's insanity.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it's on both sides of the coin. I mean, this week it was, and this was. It's like sometimes you just want to shake your head because Buddy Carter, Republican from Georgia, he did an interview this week, and he's been behind pushing this legislation, and his new legislation is news in the exclusive interview on Thursday about his new legislation that would prevent illegal immigrants from using American Social Security numbers to protect citizens' privacy and deter illegal immigration. So you read this, so basically, okay, you know, illegal is pretty, I mean, you know, I thought it was pretty easy to understand. Okay, so you got somebody that's illegal, that means that they are breaking the law. Well, he came up with this idea, you know, we got all these illegals that are in the country illegally and not following the laws, and they're using U.S. citizen Social Security numbers. So we need to pass a law making that illegal. And it's like, okay, are you really kidding me? So I looked up, you know, I looked up the word illegal, and it was kind of interesting to me. It's interesting how they changed definition of words too, because definition on Webster's, which is the newer version of Webster's, whatever Merriam-Webster's, I don't know when the last version of it is, 2014, I think, maybe it's 2015, but it says not according to authorized by law, unlawful, illicit. Not sanctioned by official rules. Okay, so, and it's changed. They added one word that really changed, completely changed the definition. If you look back at the Webster's 1828, which we do offer from the ministry, and I think everybody should have one of these 1828s because it's a fantastic.
Absolutely.
But illegal means, quote, not legal, unlawful, contrary to law, illicit as an illegal act, illegal trade. So you can see that they added that one word, official rules. And then they put in parentheses at the end of it, as of a game. So basically they've taken that illegal status, and if it's not official, and they would like to throw that word official because right now they're trying to say that everything that we have, and our law is unofficial. And then they put it in there as of a game. So it takes it from a serious act to it's like playing a game, guys. Talk about insanity. But okay, let's pass a law. I mean, how about we pass a law that makes murder illegal or breaking into somebody's house? Well, I mean, come on. I mean, really, you have somebody that is breaking the law, and you're going to pass another law so that they can't do this. I mean, it's a mad, mad world sometimes.
It is.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're coming where they want to abolish ICE now. You know, that's a main slogan. They're actually saying that the Democrats are going to put a bill to the House this week on abolishing ICE. And then now you got basically the Democratic Party, the head of that communist bastard saying that their platform is socialism. So, I mean, they're not even hiding anything anymore. The fact that the Democrats are saying that, yeah, we are socialists, we are communists, and we need to abolish ICE and have open borders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's take another call. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling in for coffee.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about what you guys are talking about.
Sure.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn spent 30 years in Soviet prisons, and one of his famous quotes are, "Tyranny will come to your door in a uniform." And who is that exactly? Well, it's the cops. And who do they work for? They work for the state of Colorado, and that's nothing more than a for-profit corporation. It's not the state. But that's all another story. The thing people have to do is say, am I willing to give my life to keep my guns? And if you're not, just turn them in. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Amen.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, there's a further quote there.
And like Dad always used to say, too, I don't like to claim that statement. I'm not going to give my life. I mean, somebody else is going to give theirs if I'm going to keep my gun. People need to have that mentality. And watch your words when you say stuff like that. Just because, I mean, you know, and I think that that's a plot of the enemy also. You know, you see people, oh, they can have it when they can pry it from my cold, dead hands or, you know, stuff like that. That's really a plot of the enemy to put that mentality into people. You know, our forefathers didn't have that mentality. They had it, you want to take my gun? Well, you're going to die. And that's really the attitude that we need to have.
Amen. That's a good point.
Amen.
Well, and I want to step back to this Buddy Carter thing again in that it always makes me, and this goes along with what you said, Jason, but you know, the stealing of America's Social Security numbers, like you said, official, unofficial, it's already illegal to steal under every law that we have from you know, God's time clear up till now. So if they are stealing America's Social Security numbers, how is another bill going to prevent that? Because we all know, whether it's gun control or Social Security numbers or cars, that laws prevent people from stealing things, right? I mean, well, you can't do that. You can't steal that because there's a law that says you can. So
yeah, you try to do that as a white American citizen. Use somebody's Social Security number, see what happens. Pretty
exactly.
Sure you're telling me. Pretty sure you're going to be in jail for at
They'll
least
pipe air to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, we have all these aliens coming in, and John was talking a little bit, illegal aliens. I'm tired of them calling them immigrant aliens. They're not immigrant aliens. They're illegal aliens.
Oh, they're undocumented workers. Now, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Undocumented Democratic voters.
Exactly. Yeah, the whole thing is just every time I hear that, I just shake my head. I'm like, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, but to go back to, we were talking about, John was talking a little earlier about the viruses and the vaccines and one thing or another. A doctor in California was recently had his license pulled in California because he did write a letter saying that a child who he had some kind of autoimmune deficiency and had been in a lot of trouble, and he basically said, look, if we vaccinate this child, there's a very high possibility he could die. So he wrote a letter. They took his license away to practice medicine, which was interesting. And then also in Virginia right now, we have a contagious virus that the CDC's got a big thing out on. What is it? Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
And actually, I've had several calls on that here in the last couple of weeks. One lady from South Dakota, granddaughter, ended up contacting it. And they're saying it's epidemic proportions. I mean, potentially. It hasn't hit that point yet, but it's growing. I mean, they had close to 400 emergency and urgent care cases where people ended up in the emergency room over it.
Wow. Well, and I know that when we see these kinds of things going on, it's just they're poisoning our water. We have all these diseases coming in, and there's all these issues that are happening and it's extremely contagious. One of the other things I just seen was the fact that they said homeschool was taking off like crazy. They said that, and we've talked about this before, every year it continues to, come up 20-30% more people are pulling their children out, but they said that it's jumped 2 to 3 times what it was, the growth in it, because of just like things like this. You've got illegal aliens in the school in high percentages. You've got, all of these other things going on, but the lamestream media has been extremely quiet about that. There hasn't been anything said about it or any numbers put out or anything. So I think we see some of that going on too. And they were talking about the children and how it just seems to me that every rancher in the world knows that, the larger group of cattle or the larger group of people that there are, the more likely that if anything like that gets into them, it's going to spread all over the place.
Yes.
So,
speaking
that's one of
the
reasons.
Ranchers, you saw President Trump pardoned, was it the Bundy family?
Yes.
Because you could see even there was judges that threw that whole thing out, and they should have been acquitted, even years ago. And most people thought they were based on the reporting that was, going out on the mainstream media. But the reality was, I think the father and the son were still in jail over some other, ridiculous, I think it was for setting forest fire or something without a permit. And so the fact that justice, God's justice, was served in that case is encouraging, in my opinion.
I think so,
a lot of good things happening, Is it perfect? No. Is it better? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, you can sure see the terror stick in the head of it. Go ahead.
The
Jason.
Ones that you were talking about, I think that was Hammond.
Hammond, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. But, everybody thought that they were already released. Because
yeah, exactly. Should have been.
I remember a federal judge was, like, irate at the circumstances around that that whole encounter, and it all leads to Harry Reid and the Clinton Foundation and the swamp about Uranium One deal in Nevada, and and all that. Lord willing, we keep praying, and I believe all that's going to come out. And that's unfortunately, if you look, you should look that up sometime too, Jason, if you got time. I think in the 1828, the penalty for treason was death, period. And I know that it's been changed. I'm sure the terrors changed it to protect themselves, but I think it's a fine of not less than $5,000 is the minimum, which, think of that, from death penalty to a fine of not $5,000.
Yeah, that's quite a change. Quite a change.
Well, and it was interesting how Tim was talking about them poisoning the water, and a minute ago, it was, I saw it, I put it on the Newswire earlier this week, but it was
They came out with a bulletin this week for Washington, D.C., and it says water has issues. Boil water for 3 minutes before drinking. And apparently they had valves that they said that they had a problem with. They came out, issued bulletins all over the place saying, you know, if you're going to drink the water, if you're going to brush your teeth with it, if you're going to use any of the water out of a faucet, you need to boil it at a rolling boil for at least 3 minutes. Wow. Otherwise, it's going to make you sick. And it was interesting because they said less than 10% even took it serious. And they said it was more probably like 2% that actually would boil their water before that they would use it or go to other means. I mean, and they're talking, the water was so bad that they said that even if you had the most common filters that were out there would not filter it out. Now, if you had, you know, a decent, like, Campin filter, it would filter it out because that's what it's designed to do. But the filters, the household filters that people were using, wouldn't even filter it out.
Wow. Where was that at, Jason? I didn't hear that.
Washington, D.C.
In D.C. Wow. Wow.
Well, you know what? We didn't have diseases and this kind of stuff. You look at the thing they're not telling you about California, too, is that the homeless and stuff and the illegal aliens have just destroyed the landscape there as far as defecating, you know, on the streets and
exactly.
Yeah, it's just so even some of the high up echelons there in California are starting to say, hey, well, you know, might have a problem here.
Yep.
And they have an app out. They have an app out for one of those California cities, and it's one of the Southern Cal cities, and they actually have an app out that shows where human excrement is in the town, so people can avoid it. You know, the high areas that you can put on your phone. I mean, that sounds like something high demand that people would want on their phones.
Isn't that crazy?
They want to try to. Yeah,
it is.
Like, wow, really?
Had a new story this week that a major medical association had pulled their convention out of San Francisco due to that very reasons. They said, oh, we might be back in, you know, later. They have been there every three.
Way down, Richard.
It's down or up?
Down. You need to turn it down.
Okay.
Down, down, down.
How's that? Is that any better?
That's a lot better, but you still need to turn it down.
Okay. They had
yeah, it's good.
This medical group had been coming to San Francisco every two or three years since the 80s. No more. Because of that thing. Said they just basically didn't feel safe due to open drug use in the city. Due to the threatening behavior and mental illness that plague the streets, and that the streets are filthy. And so tourism in San Francisco, they say it brings in about $9 billion annually, but it's turning into a third world country. The homelessness, the tent city that it is becoming, as well as, they are spending millions of dollars scrubbing the streets, power washing, scrubbing, trying to disinfect the streets because these majority illegals have come in and they're filthy and they just, you know, they don't use the bathrooms. They've even had, they've installed, the city of San Francisco has installed porta potties and put posters up in different languages to try to get these people to defecate in the restrooms and they don't do it. It is still just a filth. And like you said, Tim, an actual app that shows the places that this filth is that not insanity?
Yeah, San Francisco had a new title, Poop Town.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and it seems to me that I recollect, I don't have the location in front of me, but somewhere, and this is another way that they bring the curses of God upon his own people. We were instructed in the rules for our living in the Old Testament. I think it was Leviticus, you know, take a spade with you, and whenever you need to do that outside, you you turn around and bury it so that the Lord your God doesn't see it and isn't offended, you know, I mean, and that's another flaunted in your face against our God and against our society, because that's
true. Yeah,
pretty big thing, you know. I mean, that's just another curse that they want to bring upon us.
Several scriptures too regarding the dung too. Remember, be interesting to look those up too and apply it to what's going on. There's got to be some significance to that as well.
I think so too.
Well, this one hits probably near and dear to Tim. Blood Moons, Tim did an excellent article on that. I don't know, I guess it was a couple years ago now, but I didn't realize it, but there's a blood moon set to happen on July 27th, which ain't too far away. And apparently that's supposed to be one of the longer and more prominent blood moons. You know, Scripture does talk about that in Luke 21:25. It says, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and then the stars, and the stress of nations with perplexity. The sea, the waves roaring, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." And then there's a second witness of that in Joel chapter 2, 30 through 31, which talks about the sun turning to darkness and the moon turning into blood. So these are significant things, I think, when you think of the volcanoes in Hawaii. And then I was reading the other day, Kilauea or whatever it is, or I don't know which one it is, but the one in Indonesia is...
Krakatoa?
Krakatoa, yeah. Is more active than I think ever before in their history, and they're worried it's gonna blow wipe out Indonesia. But then again, you wonder if Indonesia, all of those peoples will be coming to the U.S. to try to avoid the eruption. You know.
Well, there's all kinds of things going on above the earth that are signs to anyone who has eyes to see. And I think that one of the things that interests me is you watch the UV output and the X-ray outputs on the sun, and we were talking before the show about how warm it's been, and you know, we've lived a few years, and you know that it gets to 100 degrees, but you can take it, and all of a sudden this sun, even at 90, seems hotter than normal, and the things that the sun's putting off are extreme. The radiations that it's putting off are off the chart for what they've tracked, and it has a different effect upon us as far as our crops and our skin and our you know, the felt, the way we perceive it physically, and those things are going on too. And there's planets, things that are happening. One of the things that interests me is there's things that are happening in the sky that haven't happened in anybody's lifetime in memory. You know, I mean, it's a anomaly or a once in a thousand year thing. And when you start talking about something that happens every thousand years, the Bible uses that terminology too. You know, 1,000 years, it shall be as 1,000 years. It's that shows up a lot in there. So there's a lot to look at and a lot to try to put into perspective biblically. And
sounds like we need a part two.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
I hear you.
Well, we've got a few minutes left here. We can have the folks, if you want to make a phone call, 307-745-5913 is the number. You know, John, you mentioned earlier things getting better with the government. People are trying. And House Agricultural Chairman Michael Conaway, Republican from Texas, said that they are, you know, the new farm bill that's coming up, that they are – including food stamp work requirements. And basically what that means is that if you're able-bodied and you're on food stamps, you have to work. And one of the statistics that they put out is that there's more than 12 million, that this is on SNAP, on food stamp assistance around the country, more than 12 million able-bodied Americans who don't have small kids at home, who are not in school, and are not working or looking for work. And so and what they're proposing is even a 20-hour a week either work or school requirement to receive government assistance, they say, is as reasonable and common sense as it gets. And the House Farm Bill has this terminology in it. The Senate Farm Bill does not. And it makes sense. It truly is, as they say here, an opportunity to help people who want to help themselves. And we've seen the number of people on food stamps and on assistance, the numbers reported anyway, have been continually going down. Jobs have been added in the economy, and things do appear to be a little better. Certainly that doesn't mean that we're just to sit back and say, well, everything's fine, so we ignore the other issues that are in the land. Not at all. If there's ever been a time for us to draw closer to God, to be praying for others' eyes to be opened, then that is now. But it is encouraging to me to see things like this, that maybe a little common sense might make it into some of these bills, some of these, this next farm bill that's coming in that has to do with public assistance and food stamps.
Yeah, I think it's kind of comical when you see President Trump in a news conference or something, and somebody from CNN or one of those news companies, Acosta is one of them, and he just plainly says out loud, "I don't take questions from fake news." Boy, it's got to rile those guys up.
Yeah, it's a shift, it's a change, and it's good.
Well, and I did find that verse about that spade. I'll put that out just in case anybody wants to look it up. It's Deuteronomy 23, 12 through 14. So I'm talking about that. And verse 14 says, "You shall also have a place outside the camp and go out there, and you shall have a spade among your tools. And it shall be when you sit down outside, you shall dig with it and shall turn to cover up your excrement. Since the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to defeat your enemies before you, therefore your camp must be holy, and he must not see anything indecent among you, or he will turn away from you." I just thought I'd put that out because I wasn't sure where it was, so I looked it up.
Yeah, that pretty much says it all, don't it?
I think it does. I think it does. I think it would be safe to say he has turned away from San Francisco for many reasons, this just being the latest.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, in this open hearing with that Peter Strzok, the FBI agent.
And Trey Gowdy. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, even
that was good.
Gohmert said, "Look, if you're willing to cheat on your wife and commit adultery and lie to your wife, then why should we believe you won't lie to Congress?" Now that was pretty powerful.
That was epic. Yeah.
Well, I got his description of Stroh's. He said he is the only person in America who didn't think he was biased. And I mean, to watch those interviews, I mean, Trey, I'll tell you what, I had a new appreciation for Gowdy after watching that. I mean, that guy's got a set of balls, and he just hammered him away. And there was a couple times he almost had that Peter's, I don't even know how you say his last name,
Strzok.
He almost had him in tears.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the Democrats do? All they can do is start yelling, basically, racism and whatever else, you know.
Yep.
It's kind of comical. you can see that they're grasping for straws. Like I said, they're not hiding anything anymore, that they are the Socialist Communist Party. The Democratic Party of the time when I grew up is now the Republican Party for the most part, and the Democrat Party is Socialist Communist.
Yeah.
Even though that party's dead, according to them.
Satan doesn't exist. Yeah, that was the biggest lie made. Yeah, well, I think it was Issa who said something to the effect of 50,000 times you texted Lisa Page or whatever her name was and some of the other people.
Wow.
Trump and everything else, but he did it all on FBI phones, on FBI time, on you know, while he was at work, and then he's trying to say, well, these were my personal opinions, and it's like, yeah, but you didn't use any of your own personal resources, so, you know, so does that show bias? And I was thinking to myself, I was like, yeah, let's see, if you had a guy working for you, and he was on his phone, on your phone, texting and telling people all that, wouldn't that kind of be an official statement since he was taking your pay and on your dime on the phone? And you know, so yeah, exactly.
Yes, it would.
Well, the good news is the House conservatives move forward with plans to impeach Rosenstein. Imagine that. For obstruction.
So,
there's the obstruction.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Keep praying.
Amen.
Keep it is. Back. It is making a difference.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, folks, we're just about out of time.
I mean, you know that they're planning on cheating more than they did for the presidential election in the midterm. So, without God's people who are called by His name, without us not falling asleep as the watchmen over the House of Israel, they could very well take back the Senate and the House. So without God's grace, mercy, and intervention in the spiritual realm, because that's how we won the election, was in the spiritual realm, not the physical realm. So we need to remember that.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Well, guys, we're out of time. We want to thank you all for joining us, and we want to invite you to church tomorrow. We have a guest speaker coming in, so things be a little different at church tomorrow, and you can join us by going to scripturesforamerica.org. Starting at 8:30 Mountain Time, that's 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern, and we'll have a full morning for you, and you can click on the live video stream there. Again, that's at scripturesforamerica.org, and come join us. Again, a guest speaker, and we don't think you'll be disappointed. You will be blessed if you do that. So, well, Tim, thanks again for joining us from Nebraska. Try to stay cool out there today, men, I know it's supposed to be hot today and rain tomorrow, so we'll see you at church in the morning.
Rolling, 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 stay calm. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Ride them out, ride them out, ride them out, ride them out.
though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.